Amen. Bless God. It's good to be in the presence of the Lord tonight. It's good to be in worship together. Man, I love to worship the Lord. And there's always something special that happens when you worship God. There's always something special that happens when you push into the presence of God. Amen. When you push a little bit past the superficial and get into the presence of God, things start to happen. Amen. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, would you turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 1? I'm going to be reading verses 6 through 8. It's Mark 1, 6 through 8. Give you a quick second to turn there. Amen. And let's read it together this evening. It says, "And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of a skin about his loins. And he did eat locusts and wild honey and preached, saying, There cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost." Amen. Let's take a second and pray tonight. Lord Jesus, thank you for your goodness, your grace, your presence in this place right now. God, I pray that you would have your way. Let your word be spoken as you would have it. Oh God, let it be your word and not mine. Pray that you'd bless us tonight with your presence, your power, and God, that you would be glorified and you would receive all honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. And you can be seated this evening. Amen. So this is a passage about John the Baptist. I want to start out talking about John the Baptist. And at this point in time, John the Baptist had become a very popular public figure. He became popular to the point that people began to revere him as a prophet. They said, "This man, John, is a prophet. He is the real deal. This is a guy who hears from God and tells us what God has to say." It got to the point that they went out into the wilderness by the Jordan River to hear him preach about repentance and the good things of God that were on the way. People even began to ask themselves if this guy, John the Baptist, was the awaited Messiah. He became so popular and so well-known and so influential that people began to ask themselves, is this the one we've been waiting for? Is this the Christ, the Messiah, the hope of Israel? That's how popular John the Baptist got. That's how excited people began to get about John the Baptist. And when they asked John about this, they said, "John, are you really the Messiah?" He told them, "No way. Not a chance. I'm the voice of one crying in the wilderness. I'm just the messenger who's preparing the way for the Lord. I'm not the Messiah. Are you kidding? The one who's coming after me is so much mightier and greater than me. I'm not even worthy to touch his shoelace." Someone's coming after me, and he's going to do things that I couldn't even dream of. He's going to do things so amazing, I can't even think it. You all are getting so excited about the messenger. How excited are you going to be when the King of Kings shows up on the scene? If you're getting so excited about the messenger, how excited are you going to be when Messiah himself shows up doing miracles, signs, and wonders, preaching the word with authority that nobody else ever has? How excited are you about Jesus, God in the flesh? How excited are you going to get when he shows up? They all got so excited about John the Baptist, and they couldn't even have imagined what Jesus was getting ready to do. Life sometimes is overwhelming, church. Life sometimes is hard. Amen. Can I get a witness real quick? How many know? Life gets hard sometimes. I know I'm glad I'm glad I know somebody who's mightier than I am. Amen. I'm glad I know somebody who's stronger than I am, who's smarter than I am, who's more in control than I am. Amen. John said, there's one who's coming after me who is mightier than I could ever dream of being. Are you glad tonight that you know somebody who's mightier than you? Amen. He's in control. He's sovereign. He's seated on heaven's throne. And more importantly for us than that, he's interested in what's going on in your life. He's interested in what situations you've got going on, what struggles and difficulties you're going through. He is interested in your life. Psalm 46:1 says, God is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. Amen. I take comfort in that. When I read that verse, I see God is our refuge and our strength. How many have ever felt like you've had to run away or you weren't strong enough to deal with a situation? I know I have, and I've definitely been in trouble more than a few times. But God is our refuge and our strength, a present help in trouble. He's right there for us. As soon as we call on his name, Jesus, he gets involved in the situation. As soon as we call on him, he's right there for us. Amen. Sometimes our faith starts to falter because of things that we don't see. Amen. I think this has happened to all of us as believers. Sometimes we don't see things going the way we want them to, so our faith begins to shake and quake a little bit. Sometimes, and I think we've all asked from time to time, God, why didn't you do this? God, why didn't you do that? I think we should take a look at the other side of the coin and let our faith grow because of the things we don't see. When we don't see hunger in our lives, amen, I'm glad I have food on the table. I'm thankful for it. My faith is increased because of that. When we don't see disaster in our day-to-day lives, when we don't see disease in our day-to-day lives, when we don't see evil days, bless God. Glory to God, because it could be a lot worse. I think sometimes when we look at things that don't happen, we need to look at all the bad things that are not happening to us and let our faith be increased by it. And then when trouble times do come, guess what? God is still on our side through it. He's our refuge and strength. Amen. When things are going great, nothing's going wrong, bless God, praise God for it. It's wonderful. When trouble comes your way, and it will, bless God, praise God. We're going to get through because he's our help and our strength. Amen. Whatever's going on, when we get God involved in the situation, we have an assurance that things are going to work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. When God's on your side, nothing can tear you down. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can keep the child of God from our Father. Amen. I'm glad we've got a home laid out for us in heaven. I'm not necessarily glad for all the struggles we have to go through in the meantime. But I'm glad that somebody is on our side who's mightier than we are, who can do things that we could not even dream of. Amen. Whose thoughts are higher than our thoughts, whose ways are higher than our ways. God is great, greatly to be praised. Amen. When I begin to think about how great God is, boggles the mind. When I begin to say things like, God, why did you do this way? Sometimes I worry that if he began to explain it to me, my brain would overload. I don't understand everything that's going on, but what I do understand is that God is in control, he's powerful, and he's seated on heaven's throne. Amen. And because he cares about us, we have a refuge. Amen. 1 John 4:18-19 says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Wow, Wow, there's so much there. There's so much packed into those two little verses. It's amazing. There's no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. Who's got perfect love? Jesus does. When worry starts to creep into your life or doubt or despair, remember that God loves you with a perfect love. Amen. Remember that God loves you more than anybody else could. Remember that God loves you in a way that the world can't even begin to offer. God loves you as his very own child. Amen. Has anybody here ever made a mistake? Praise God. I'm glad I didn't see any hands down. I would have got scared. When you love God and God loves you and he does, you don't have to worry about what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't have to be afraid. You can let perfect love cast out fear from your life. Why is that? Because the things that I'm afraid of, the things that worry me, the things that cause me to doubt or despair are not greater than the God I serve. The things that trouble me, the things that get me down are never greater than the God I serve. God is bigger than the mistakes that you've made. Amen. Oh, and by the way, Jesus said, let today's own trouble be enough for today. We can spend all our time worrying about tomorrow and what the future is going to bring. Or we can spend our time focusing on this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. God is even bigger than the mistakes you make. Now, sometimes it's easy when you make a mistake to let guilt overwork in your life and your mind. But God can even work through our mistakes. God can bring good out of something you never thought he could bring good out of. God can do amazing miracles in a situation that we can only see bad things in. God can do that. He's that amazing. Maybe before you've even gotten yourself downright tangled up in sin. But God is mightier than your sin. There's one coming after me who's mightier than I. God can still redeem and deliver from sin today. Amen. God still does miracles in people's lives today. When we begin to repent and turn things around and turn to God, God can break the bondage of sin in our lives still today. Amen. If you've never served God a day in your life, you can turn from your sin and start to serve God. You don't have to stay locked up in a prison of bad habits for the rest of your life. God still delivers. God still does miracles. Amen. If you're a Christian and you've fallen back into some bad habits, God can still deliver in your life. God can still break yokes in your life. Things don't always have to stay bad. When you turn to God and begin to get God involved in your situation, you start to see amazing things happen in ways you never expected. God can still deliver like nobody else can deliver. So many people these days are searching for joy in a pill or a bottle and will never find what they're looking for. But when we begin to turn to Jesus, I want to tell you, he can take a life and make something out of it you never expected him to make out of it. God is still in the life-changing business and nobody's better at it. Amen. Romans 5:20 says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Amen. Thank God for grace. Because we're saved by grace. It's not because we did anything good. It's just because of the grace of God that he saw us in our condition wherever we were. And he said, I'm going to do something with you. Amen. Part of being a Christian is being called to be an overcomer, and that includes overcoming sin in our lives. Amen. We're called to live holy lifestyles. He said very clearly, be ye holy, for I am holy. We're called to be overcomers as Christians, and we cannot do that by ourselves. But with the Holy Ghost working in your life, all things become possible to them that believe. Amen. I could never defeat sin on my own. But there's one mightier than I who's at work in the situation. Amen. God is so good and so great. It's amazing. Psalm 24, 7 and 8. Man, I really like Psalm 23. It's famous. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. But I really like Psalm 24 as well. It says, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. When you're in the heat of a battle, lean on the Lord. Let me tell you, let me encourage you. Lean on God. So often we try to take things into our own hands. So often we rely on our own abilities, our own skills, our own strengths, our own way of getting things done. When our strength so often is just not adequate. But when we begin to lean on God, when we begin to lean on the everlasting arms in our lives, we begin to see results that we could never accomplish on our own. Amen. Maybe it's a mess of your own making, or maybe it's circumstances that are completely out of your control. But either way, we got to lean on God. He's the one who's mighty in battle. When you're going through a struggle, when you're going through a fight, don't fight on your own. You're not strong enough. I'm not strong enough. Amen. I need the Lord to fight my battles. Man, if you could come back to the music, I'm getting ready to close. Man, sometimes I begin to think about how strong and how much power the Lord has. I start to think about the strongest people I know. Sometimes I look at Brother Gordon and I say, I'm so glad he's a nice man. Because if he ever got mad at me, you better believe I'm running as fast as I can run. Getting out of there. I'm not even going to try to calm him down. Brother Gordon, it's okay. No, gone. I think of David looking up at Goliath. He must have said, yep, that's a tall Philistine. Amen. But the God that we serve is nothing too hard for him. There's nothing he can't do. Amen. And here's the real issue. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. It says, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Let's stop there for just a second. How backwards does that sound? My strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Man, I'm not particularly strong. I'm not particularly smart. There's nothing particularly amazing about me. And because of that, I'm glad that I know somebody who's mightier than I. Amen. I'm glad I know somebody who's got things well in hand. Amen. I'm glad I serve a God who is more powerful than Brother Gordon. Life is funny. Sometimes you feel like a worm on a hook just waiting for a fish to come and eat you. I've felt like that from time to time. Felt like these circumstances are so far beyond my control. I don't know when something is just gonna come along and wreck me. When you're a worm on a hook, you got big problems. First of all, you have a hook in you. I don't want a hook in me. That sounds unpleasant, all right? Imagine being in the depths of the waters and waters rushing all around you. You're spinning around and you got a hook through you. And your only job in life is to get eaten. You got problems today. There's predators all over the place. It's amazing. Even King David felt like that. In Psalm 22, he wrote, "I am a worm and no man." And there were days that King David said, "I'm just a worm, not even a man." I'll tell you a quick story. When I was a little kid, we used to go outside and play in the dirt, and we used to look for worms. Okay, I don't know why boys feel inclined to play in the dirt and find worms. We just do. We used to go outside, get in the mud, and after it rained, we'd find worms, and we'd pick up the worm in our hand. We were not afraid to touch the worms. It's gross now, but when I was a kid, hey, worm, awesome. And we would look at them and, wow, what a worm. And we would see who could find the biggest worm. And please bear with me. We were little kids. And we were not cruel kids. We never hurt the worms. Okay, whenever we were done playing, we would just put the worm back in the dirt and go inside and wash up and go about our lives. Now bear with me. This analogy might be a bit of a stretch. You and I are not literally worms, all right? But if we are, we're not worms on hooks. We're worms in good hands. Amen. Hands that are going to care about you. Hands that are going to take care of you. Look after. Make sure nothing hurts you. Amen. Hands that are strong enough to keep predators at bay. Amen. We're in good hands, church. We're in hands that are strong enough to keep danger away from us. To protect us from attack. And that's what God does for us. Amen. When God gets his hand on your life, and when he starts to work, and when he starts to do what he does, and miracles start to happen. Miracles start to happen. God still does miracles. We're in good hands. Amen. We can lean on the everlasting arms. Bless God. Let's all stand tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. There's going to be times when it feels like you're just being tossed around in a storm. But during those times, I want to encourage you tonight, remember who the master of the wind really is. Remember that you're never tempted beyond what you're able to bear. God's not going to put you in a situation that can't be overcome. And remember who's in charge. We're not in charge. He is. Amen. And remember that someone mightier than I is on my side. Amen. And so tonight I'm going to open this altar for a prayer time. I'd like to invite everybody to find a place to pray in the presence of God. We're going to pray and begin to seek God. If you've been going through something that is too hard for you, I want you to begin to get God involved in the situation. I want you to begin to talk to God and say, "Lord, this is what I'm going through. This is what I feel like I need. But God, if you want to do something else, have your way, not my way. God, however you want to deal with the situation, let's deal with it that way, because it's going to work out better than if I do whatever I want." Amen. Let's take a moment and pray tonight. Lord Jesus, thank you for your goodness, your grace, your loving kindness, and your tender mercies. Lord, I pray that you continue to work in our lives as you've been working. Lord, that you're the author and the finisher of our faith. I pray that you'd lead us through life, oh God, leaning on your strength and not our own talents or abilities, but God, to rely on what you can do, the miracles that you can make happen. God, I pray that you'd strengthen us for the challenges ahead. God, I pray that you'd strengthen us for the struggles that we have to go through. God, let it be not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Lord, help us to follow hard after you with everything we've got and in every situation, to stay focused on faith, to seek first the kingdom, God, and let you take care of the rest. Pray, have your way in our lives. God, bless us, Lord, and help us to follow you with everything we've got. Lord, you're so good. You're so strong. You're so mighty, majestic, and powerful. Lord, I pray that you'd have your way in our lives this evening. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Let's find a place to pray. If you need something from the Lord, or if you just want to get into the presence of God, I want to invite you to find a place to pray around this altar. And let's talk to God. Amen. Let's push into the presence of God tonight. Hallelujah. Let's sing.